So Royal Far West is pleased to announce that Australian Tour de France cyclist Mark Renshaw has signed on for Ride for Country Kids 2021. And Mark joins us to have a chat about it. Mark, how are you doing?
Well, thank you.
That's the way. Now, mate, you have been in a number of Tour de France events. How does this compare? Surely this is actually a walk in the park for someone like yourself.
It would have been a walk in the park a couple of years ago, but since I suppose my professional days, I've lost a fair bit of my fitness. So it's going to be a nice little challenging ride. Obviously, the roads out there are pretty flat, to be honest, compared to the roads of Europe, but saying that, it'll still be a beautiful ride, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can tell you, I have driven from Sydney to Broken Hill a number of times, and flat is a very fair way to describe it. Also, you don't have a lot of corners to have to worry about either.
No, there won't be too many corners out there, I imagine. It's going to be the first time that I've actually ridden out west of Dubbo, so I'm really looking forward to it, and a great course, and I'm pretty proud to be an ambassador for Royal Far West.
Why have you decided to help out in this regard?
I suppose you could say I'm a country boy. I was born in Bathurst. I grew up here. We're regional. We're not Sydney. We have fairly good services here, but I know how tough it must be for people that live further west from Bathurst, and just to be a part of something that, you know, I've also got children of my own, so to, you know, I can't imagine the heartbreak and the difficult times that it must have for people that have sick children who aren't in big metropolitan areas.
Look, I speak to the Royal Far West on a regular occasion because I've always admired the work that they do. I mean, you can imagine yourself being out in the country. If you've got kids that have got issues and you just need a bit of a break, they need a bit of a break. Royal Far West is a great way of dealing with it.
It is. It's, they're a great charity. And, you know, I didn't know too much about them a little while ago, but since being back in Bathurst and look, I originally agreed to be an ambassador more than 12 months ago now for this ride, but with COVID it kept getting pushed back, and I've learned a lot, and yeah, some amazing things coming out of this charity.
Mark, are you training for the ride? Because it's going to take you from Dubbo through Narromine and Ningen and then out to Cobar. Do you have to prepare for this, mate?
You wouldn't say I'm training for this event, but I still do a little bit of riding. I enjoy being out on the bike as much as I can, and my lifestyle's changed since being a professional cyclist, so it's not a priority, but I really enjoy getting on the bike, and I'll try and get a few extra rides in before the ride when we start.
Just on the quickly on the Tour de France thing, when you were training for that, how many kilometres would you be doing?
Look, you do start for events like the Tour de France. They don't happen overnight. There's a six-month process to make it to the Tour. It's about increasing the workload, but to throw some numbers at you, there's weeks where I did more than 1,000 kilometres a week.
Wow.
You know, up to more than 30 hours of riding, but with a lot of that in a high heart rate and high power. So you're really, giving 110% in some times. And to stress the body for that many hours and minutes in high threshold is quite hard.
Do you miss competing in an event like that, or is it like, oh, thank God, I don't have to do that anymore?
I miss certain parts of it. I miss, the daily training and, full fitness. But it is nice not having to be in peak fitness, and I can have a chocolate chip cookie if I want now and not feel that I'll pay the price in the Alps in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, well, it's great to have you on board for the Royal Far West Ride for Country Kids. Mark Renshaw, thank you very much for what you're doing, and thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you for having me.